Well, it's been spring break. Everybody's on lockdown. My last episode was March 17th. It's been almost a whole month, and in that time, I have done many painting projects. I have procrastinated multiple school projects, and I just finished The Office just maybe 2 minutes ago. And holy crap. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It's a goofy little show, but holy crap. That was an impact. That did something to me. I don't know how I feel about that. So, I'm going to talk about the importance of the mundane. And this is all thanks to Steve Carell, Jenna Fischer, and the gang. I really want to do something like that. I want to do something like The Office where I just have cameras follow me around and my life is recorded for me to watch. And I can choose who gets to see it. But, I don't know, is that a viable option? Probably not. So I have this podcast instead, and that's the whole purpose of this, is for me to kind of put my life out there for reflection and learning and comedy purposes. I wonder if The Office had a reason, had an influence on the recent influx of podcasts. If you haven't noticed, ever since the early 2000s podcasts, I've just been going up and up in popularity, or it might just be I'm more invested in them than usual. I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. I'm just... Legacy. Legacy is cool. Legacy is... not everything, though. I don't know. I want to document how I reached my happiness, and I think that's the point of this, is finding my happiness and publishing how I got there. And it's a super personalized plan, but I feel like there's some super generalized lessons that you can take from it. So, I'm gonna catch you guys up on this past month, and we're gonna make a generalized lesson plan from it. So I'm gonna start with the big thing first. I have an abusive ex who left me, actually. I did not leave them. And it was a very unique situation, and I'm very glad that they left me first, because I came to terms with that and I realized things on my own time. And it was cool. I don't know, you never really hear about abuse situations where the abuser leaves the abused. So that's a thing. And he had blocked me on everything. And then he unblocked me one day and called me 8 times until I picked up. And I picked up. And all he asked was, "What's up?" I hung up immediately and blocked him because it had been months since he'd spoken to me. And the first thing he said to me was, "What's up?" After all the shit he put me through, the first thing he said was, "What's up?" So I blocked his number. And then he got a new Snapchat account. And he started talking to me on that. And at first I thought it was just another person who just wanted friends in quarantine because we're all bored. But no. He called me again. And I didn't answer because it's a random Snapchat person. I'm not going to do that. And then I answered and I heard his voice. And I let him talk this time. So I'm kind of glad I did, but only do that if you're in a safe situation. I let him talk, and he explained that he loved me. And I didn't say it back, but I let him keep talking. And I kind of did a stupid thing where I had been talking to him for a few weeks. So he called me and I didn't block him again on Snapchat. And then he had me download Messenger so we could continue talking on that because I had blocked his number. And he never addressed any part of it. We just had normal conversations about what was happening. And, you know, normal conversations considering what drugs he was doing. Because he does that, and that's cool. That's not supposed to be normal. And it was okay for a while, and he didn't say it again. And then he called me one time, and he said, "I love you," again. And I totally lost it. I hung up the phone. I called my current man's. And we had a rant, and he made me realize that I need to block him, and that I shouldn't ever put up with bullshit from him again if I don't want to. And I don't want to. So I blocked him on everything again today. And obviously I haven't heard anything, but I'm still dealing with it, so I will update you guys on that. I just wanted to let you know that that happened. And then, as I said earlier, I've been totally procrastinating school projects. I just ordered 15 pounds worth of beads and 500 yards of fishing line, and I'm currently making my own bead curtain, so that's cool. So because of that, I have dedicated 3 hours to making one strand, because it takes a long time to determine what pattern you want to do with completely random beads. And it's a 98-inch tall curtain, so that's going to be a lot of beads. And it weighs a lot, and I'm sorry, I just burped. I'm having to collaborate with my father on everything, so that's super duper cool. But because of that, I haven't been doing schoolwork, and I now have a missing assignment that I have to do before tomorrow. And tomorrow's in an hour, so we should do that. I forgot to mention the date. Today is April 9th, 2020, and it is 11:03 p.m. So, that's pretty awesome. I've become completely nocturnal. I wake up at about 6 p.m. every single day, and I go to bed at about 8 a.m. So I'm almost entirely alone most of the time, and I've realized that I've been thriving, and that's kind of upsetting because I don't have any responsibilities, I don't have anybody telling me what to do, and that's not how life works. I'm at my most happiest right now when I am completely independent, and everybody's completely independent of me. So that kind of freaks me out about how I'm going to do in the real world. If maybe I need to make some drastic changes to my perception of the real world, or if I need to make my own reality. Like, I've always thought that I would want to live in a big city, and I still think I do, but like, there's so many people. You're never alone. Is that what I want? Or do I want to be off the grid? I don't know. Like, I'm really enjoying this time completely alone. A lot. I barely ever talk to anybody. And it's kind of crazy that it's helping me a lot. I told my therapist this, and she just told me I thrive in chaos, but I mentioned that last episode. But I think it's more than that. It's not chaos. My life is not chaos right now. My life is the least chaotic it's been in forever. I don't go hang out with random strangers at 2 a.m. anymore. I don't drink my problems away. I'm super stable. I'm super happy. I'm super thriving. But everyone's dying. Everyone's dying. Everyone's losing money. Everybody's freaked out. The economy's shit. I don't know. I'm freaked out at what's going on with me, and I don't know how to feel about it. So, to cope with that, I've been painting my nails a lot. I paint my nails some super intricate design, and then the next day I peel it all off. So my nails are absolute crap, and I used to pick up my nails as a coping method. It was like my self-harm before I went big. And my mother has noticed that in the few hours that we interact. So, she's worried about me. She's worried that I'm going to crap. And I think she wants me to be. Because she wants me to be dependent on her. She's asking me to go back to home. Go back home and not stay on campus. But I don't want to. I really don't want to. I don't want to be there. Because then they're going to rely on me. And I don't want anybody to rely on me. I don't want them to rely on me. I don't know what I want. I want to choose who relies on me. And I can't, like, I just want to have control in my life. And you can't do that. You can't control every aspect. But why? It's your life. Why can't you? Why shouldn't you be able to? I don't know. I need to appreciate my youth while I'm young, and I do, and I love it. But I want to make decisions that people don't respect from a young person. I want to do things that people don't expect from a young person. And just the fact that I went to a school so far away from home was enough to shake my family. But I want to do more. I kind of want to disappear. I want to live. I want to live the way I want to live, and I want to do it my way. I want to have it all. I want to have my dream life. I want to never settle down. I want to have constant travel, constant adventure. But I still want to have commitment to one person. And I want to have everything I've ever wanted. And it's kind of hitting me that you can't really do that. Or at least I can't do it right now. And I've been waiting so long. I'm so impatient. I always told myself when I was an angsty teenager. I still am, but I'm not a teenager anymore, but I'm still angsty. I always told myself that the second I was 18, I would just do whatever the fuck I wanted. And I kind of did that. I went to the school I wanted, but what I had in mind was I was going to get in a car and leave and not tell anybody anything. And I never did that. And that was a big part of my dream, was to just disappear. Just be gone. Come back when I'm ready, if I'm ever ready, but just leave, start over however many times it takes. And I was so ready for it. I am so ready for it. I don't know why I'm not doing it. Why am I still here? What's holding me down? That's what's so upsetting. There's nothing holding me back except me. Nothing has influence over me except for me. So why am I stopping myself? Why am I stopping myself from what I want to do? I don't know if it's going to make me happy, but I've always wanted to try it. And I can come back. Maybe not the same, but I can come back. I don't know. What am I waiting for? What responsibility is holding me down? I'm gonna do some self-reflection and figure that out. So thank you guys for listening. Sorry for getting super, I don't know. I made this for me. I didn't really make this for anybody else. So if you're listening, thank you. But if you're not, I don't care. Have a good life. And please email me.